We're finally going to get to picking the professional football games with Paul Pabst, who's with us, I believe. Paul, good evening. Welcome to WGN again.
John, glad to be back. I'm glad you're back. I was worried about you, but
thank you.
We're going to talk about the Bears.
Yeah, I was on the injured reserve last week.
I heard you're questionable with a hamstring.
Yeah, although I do want to say what I just played there. That music bridge, I heard on one of the broadcasts of the NFL, and so I went to get it today, but I didn't type in what I knew it really was. I just said football music, and it came back something like, I don't know, TZM or something like it. Just that is actually a song. Did you know that? The beginning?
It's like an NFL film song that they play on all different videos and different broadcasts.
No, that's a hit. That was a hit record. That's called Rock. Yes, that's my point.
Well, see, this is your expertise, yeah.
it's called Rock and Roll Part 2.
Rock and Roll Part 2, that I do remember.
By Gary Glitter. And all it does is probably, for about 3 minutes, is do what you just heard. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, boom, 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 and I think that's the entire tune.
But at any rate, I remember that a lot from. Yep. I remember that song a lot from the Bulls in the '80s and nineties. Yeah. Would play that.
Yeah,
and then they would also play Lunatic Fringe during intros. And then back in the day when I was really little, and you'll remember this, the White Sox used to play Queen a lot of during broadcasts of games and in the stadium back in the day.
Well, picking music for sports broadcasts—that's a whole cool thing. You know, I wouldn't mind having that job.
People up.
Before we move on, you want to talk about the spitting incident and the fine of $57,222. I don't know how in the world you arrive at that amount of money for Jalen Carter on Dak Prescott. I mean, where does $57,222? I mean,
that's an expensive loogie. Like, I don't know how you put that on your taxes. That's a weird thing because Jalen Carter had a couple incidents in college when he was at Georgia. And the Bears were really considering drafting him out of college. And they took Wright, the offensive tackle. He's a fantastic player. And right before the game started, the Eagles versus the Cowboys, he was kind of like encroaching on the they're waiting for the game to start. It hadn't started yet. They're waiting for the refs to say ball in play. And Carter just kind of crosses the line and is kind of jawing with the offensive lineman actually, and for the Cowboys, and then Dak Prescott goes and kind of sees what's going on. Dak said that I often spit before the game to get water out of my mouth, but he kind of baited him a little bit. He kind of spit in his direction, Jalen Carter, and Jalen Carter fell for it. And all of a sudden, the ref walks over, and the ref's standing 3 feet away, and you spit on a guy, and you got kicked out of a game that's 6 seconds old. It's just it's self defeating. He's such a great player, and he's got to keep his cool. And a lot of guys get baited in this league.
Yeah, not only that, but of course, with today's ability to replay and in slow-mo, it was quite obvious. The spit heard around the spit heard around the league. All right,
the slow-mo loogie cam.
well, shall we start doing this? We haven't done it yet. Jack's here. You're here. I'm here.
I'm here.
How do you want to have this roll out? I mean, we got a game tomorrow night. It's the Commanders and the Packers. Both at 1-0. So, how do we?
Jack,
do
you're
this?
The boss.
Yeah, Jack,
you I'm are the boss.
I can boss with the sauce. I'm out of here. You're the boss with the sauce. Uh-oh. You start telling me what to do for crying out loud, man.
Well, I can kick us off. I'm going with the Commanders mainly because I can't bring myself to pick the Packers, and I'm hoping that Detroit is worse than how good Green Bay looked. So I'm going Commanders and a road upset.
Does I'm taking the Packers. I just think they're. I mean, I know that the Packers. It's a politically incorrect thing for a Chicago Bear fan to take the Packers, but you know this is betting, man. Not really, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're supposed to be objective.
Yeah, this isn't for love. This is for money. Yeah.
You're trying to win,
John. I'm with you. I'm with you, John. When you're betting, you can't be emotional and pick like home field or all that kind of stuff. The Packers looked fantastic last
Didn't
week.
They?
I mean, they really jumped into perception. Yeah. Defense looked great. Jordan Love looked great. The Commanders had a slow start, but this is This is a heavyweight battle on a Thursday night. We usually don't get these great games. I'm going to Packers slightly.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow night. Then we can move on to the one everyone in Chicago cares about, the Bears going to Detroit.
Now, this is an interesting...
Ben Johnson's return.
Yeah, but this is interesting. Who looked worse? The Bears or the Lions?
John, I'm going to jump in on that one. The Lions look bad for four quarters. The Bears look bad for two quarters. So
Well, if you
look at it that way, the Bears had a good first half and a horrendous fourth quarter. This game worries me quite a bit as a Bears supporter. The Lions usually don't have two bad games in a row. A lot of learning curve for the Bears with the new team. I was really hoping the Bears would pull out a nice steal a win on Monday Night Football and then go to the Lions and maybe try to steal another one. But I fear that they're going to be 0-2 after this weekend.
Yeah. Jackie, what do you...
Let's make it three.
Let's, all right.
I'm scared. I'm scared too.
I'm definitely taking the Lions. I thought they were horrible, and I don't think it's going to last for 2 weeks in a row. And I heard a ton of people,
I would say,
go ahead.
I would say the good news for the Bears is a couple guys getting off injury reserve. If Jalen Johnson's healthy, that's gigantic. With going against the Lions, they have a very good passing game. I think maybe Monday night could end up being long-term a good thing for the Bears. They had a very good first half. I thought what they did to go back to Monday Night Football against the Vikings, right before halftime, the Bears had the ball and could have gone and punched in for seven, and they took it really easy and cautious, and they only went for three. And I was like, what are they doing? You got to step on people's necks in this league. You got to get a big lead and press on it. And they went into halftime. I think the team felt like, oh, we're crushing these guys at halftime, and they didn't step on the gas. So I know it's very down right now in Chicago, the perception of the Bears. You know, Ben Johnson, he no longer has that new car smell on him.
Right.
But I think it's a nice scare and a nice wake up saying like, hey, man, you're going against a rookie quarterback and you have to have your A game for all four quarters. Wait till you go against Jared Goff. Wait till you go against Jaden Daniels. Wait till you go against Jordan Love. So an awful embarrassment on Monday night could be a good thing later this month.
Yeah, right. I will say the Bears just put their practice estimation because they had a walkthrough. Kyler Gordon didn't practice, but Jalen Johnson was full. So that'd be big if they could get Johnson back.
Big, yeah.
Well, I'm taking the Lions anyway.
All right, that's three of us.
All right.
Next up, we got Jacksonville 1-0 at Cincinnati, also 1-0. John, you can start.
I'll take the Bengals, for lack of a... For no particular reason. Just take them.
Joe Burrow?
Paul? Could be, sure.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm going to go with the Jaguars outright. They looked really good the other day. They got some nice energy. The Bengals are notorious for starting the month slowly in September, and they lost that game. Not technically, but in perception-wise, I watched the entire Bengals-Browns game because I'm a maniac, and the Browns beat them. I think the Browns had a missed field goal and a missed extra point, or the Bengals are 0-1, and I think the Jaguars are not a great team or a threatening team for the Super Bowl. But I think they're much better than they were last year at this juncture.
Yeah, I do think Trevor Lawrence might have a better bounce back, and he's got Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter. But I am going with the Bengals at home, so me and John on the Bengals side.
See how much they know? All right, we're doing more of this when we come back on 720 WGN. With John Landecker and Jax here, and Paul Pabst, who's a WGN radio sports correspondent, and, by the way, one of the executive producers for the Dan Patrick Show. So
yeah.
I don't know how we got it.
We got a celebrity.
Indeed, we do.
Stretching that term celebrity, John.
No. I think we got to do a little bit of rapid fire to make sure we get all of these in before we have to leave to go to the top of the hour. So we're with the Giants and Cowboys. Am I right?
You're right. Start us off.
Okay, Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys win and cover.
Yeah, I agree. I liked what I saw with them in Philadelphia, even though they lost. Then we got the Rams coming across country to the Titans. Paul, what are you thinking?
The Titans are not good. Their quarterback's young. The Rams are very talented. I think this will be a blowout by the Rams.
Same here.
That makes three of us. And next, we go to a divisional matchup between 0-1 teams, the Patriots going down to Miami. I'm actually going to go with the Patriots, even though they are road dogs. Ooh. I don't like what I'm seeing from Miami. That's where I'm going.
I'm with you. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand Miami. 2 years ago, they had the best offense in football, and now their coaches could get fired before Thanksgiving. I'm going to take the Patriots outright into cover.
Oh, we are moving along.
Now we're good at instructions. The 49ers, Brock Purdy might not play going to the Saints. What are you thinking, John?
Who backs up Brock Purdy?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
I'm still going to take 49ers.
Yeah, I'm also taking the 49ers. Mac Jones is a high-end backup. The Saints, they're not as bad as I thought they were going to be, but no chance.
Yeah, I agree. I started the Cardinals defense against the Saints, and they made me angry, but I'm going with the 49ers as well. I agree, Mac Jones, and he's got Shanahan backing him up. So
yeah.
That's always a good thing. We got the Bills at the Jets. I'm going Buffalo, coming off that comeback, even though they're going on the road.
That was an unbelievable game. Now, yes. There was a team that looked like they were getting the absolute crap kicked out of them.
Yeah.
For over three quarters. Anyway, you don't need to go over that again. Bills and Jets, I'm taking the Bills, please.
You know, I would like to take the Jets. I thought they had a really nice game the other day. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields looked really good.
He looked great.
I think they did. Jets are going to be the best 0-2 team in football because the Bills will win. But I'm weirdly rooting for the Jets to make this a good game.
Oh, yeah, me too. I still love Fields, even though he's not here. We got the Seahawks going to the Steelers. The Steelers had that big win against the Jets. Paul, what are you thinking?
Steelers' offense looked great. Defense, not so much. The Seahawks are good. I think Aaron Rodgers has some momentum with that offense. He looked great the other day. Four touchdown passes. Yeah, so Steelers, amazing. Pretty big.
I'll take Steelers.
I will also take the Steelers as well. I think it's hard coming cross-country for the Seahawks. We got the Browns at the Ravens, and I think I'm thinking the Ravens are bouncing back here.
Oh, God, they've got to. I'll take the Ravens. Yeah.
Yeah, Baltimore's given 11.5 points, so I don't know if I would give the points, but I think the Ravens will. Yeah, it's a big number. I think the Browns were a little better than I thought, and they had a nice game with Joe Flacco, who's the same age as I am, but the Ravens will win.
I love that. All right, Broncos 1-0 sneaking by the Titans at the Colts. Also 1-0 who just pounded the Dolphins. John, what are you thinking?
Oh, I don't know. It's like even Steven, Indianapolis, because they're closer to Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah, John, I'm with you. The Broncos didn't look great last week, Bo Nix, and they still won. The Colts, Daniel Jones, it was a really cute story last week. I don't know how good they'll be. I'm going to go Broncos outright.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul. I'm going Broncos as well. I think their defense is going to travel, and it's a big step up for Daniel Jones. Then we got the Panthers going to the Cardinals. Paul, what are you thinking?
The Cardinals are 1-0. They rarely are 2-0. Whenever they're favored in the game, they usually collapse. I will take the Panthers to upset them.
Well, I'm taking the Cardinals.
John's going Cardinals. Nice. I am going Cardinals, too. I think it's hard for them coming back, but Paul just made me very nervous about making that pick. So then we go to the game of the day, Eagles at Chiefs. Eagles 1-0, Chiefs 0-1, home opener for the Chiefs. What are you thinking, John?
Boy, I went back and forth, and I guess I still got some love for the Chiefs, but if they drop this one, it's going to be a tough year. But I'm taking the Chiefs.
John, I'm right with you. I didn't make my decision until you finished your last sentence. I'm taking the Chiefs to lose this game because the narrative of the Chiefs being 0-2 is great for people like me. A lot of people in my industry, our industry, are going to declare the Chiefs dead, and somehow they'll be in the AFC title game, but the Eagles win this one.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles as well, and then it'll be a great time to bet on the Chiefs to like win the Super Bowl or something.
Yes.
Monday, Sunday night football, Falcons at the Vikings. John, your guy, JJ from Michigan,
home debut
for him.
Yes, that's right. But, you know, let's not anoint a new king. It was only a few minutes of one quarter, and it was fantastic. But there's a lot of football to play, as they say in the football to play cliche book. I'm taking the Vikings.
I'm going Falcons to win this one. Man, this is a tough one. It's wild, though. J.J. McCarthy, local kid, his first two career games are on national TV. That's pretty wild. But I'm taking the Falcons at a close one.
I'm going to take – go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'll just say I'm taking the Vikings. Just I think they're tough at home, and O'Connell's a good coach. But the Falcons did look pretty good until Tampa came back and stole that one. Okay, go ahead, John.
Yep. No, I'm just saying, like, it's falling into place. I didn't For McCarthy, the first two starts are on our night games, and if he does anything close to what he did against the Bears, who knows? Anyway, I did say Vikings, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah, and he just won NFC Player of the Week too, so that'll just keep pumping in the national media.
Yep. So we go to Monday night. It's a doubleheader.
Wow.
Yeah, doubleheader Monday night. Buccaneers 1-0 at Texans 0-1. What do you think, Paul?
I like the Buccaneers all season. The Texans, I don't know what's happened to them. 2 years ago, they were crazy. A great story. Last year, they cooled off. Now, they had injuries last year. They don't have the injuries this year, except for Mixon at the running back. I'm going to go on Buccaneers, no problem.
Go ahead.
I will be taking the Buccaneers also.
Yeah, we'll make it three. I'm a big Baker guy. I always have been. Don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like how he just throws it around the yard. Their offense is great, and the Texans did not look good going or against the Chargers or wherever they went. The Rams, right? Yeah, out there. So the other Monday night on the West Coast, Chargers 1-0 off that big win off the Chiefs, and then the Raiders 1-0 after they went all the way across country and beat the Patriots. What do you think, John?
Oh, I'm going to go Chargers. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking the Chargers, not just because they have the best uniforms in sports, but Justin Herbert looks really good. They're running the ball more. He's passing less, but he's passing more efficiently. And that's pure Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh created the national title team that gave us J.J. McCarthy. He's doing the same thing with the Chargers. But the Raiders are much improved, much improved.
Yeah, I think Geno will make it a little tougher, but I'm going the Chargers as well. I really liked what Herbert was doing. And like you said, Harbaugh built the team where he wanted it. So I think they're ready to fire on all cylinders.
Doesn't this sound unbelievably professional? I mean, it's amazing.
If you didn't know better, you'd think we know a little about sports. That's how good we are broadcasting.
I'm sitting here going, "Dad, this it works this way. It does. Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, rapid fire.
Well, you know, it's no. I don't just mean the rapid fire. I just mean the way you two both have absorbed what's going on in professional football right now, and the way you get it out there in the air, and it's great.
I don't see my family a lot from September until February, but I know a lot about football. I can make you that promise.
Amen.
Okay, so we'll be reconvening again next week, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks. Thank you for being with us, and I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to the games. Time to
have a great week, guys.
You too.